The Front Page Podcast, named one of iTunes' best in 2010.
On Wednesday's Front Page, a prominent ally of Pakistan's president was assassinated. One of his own bodyguards opened fire. Citizenship for babies who are born here is shaping up as the next big immigration battle. And former Vice President Dick Cheney is back on the scene in Washington with a new heart pump and a new, mellower outlook. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins after this.
This New York Times podcast is brought to you by Ford and voice-activated Sync, the in-car connectivity and entertainment system that features music search with the sound of your voice. Simply say the name of a song, band, artist, or genre of music available on your MP3 player to browse and play the music you want to hear. Sync is a system that's subscription-free, and it's available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. For more details, visit syncmyridepodcast.com.
Our top story says the governor of Pakistan's largest province was assassinated by one of his own guards. Salman Taseer was a close ally of President Asif Ali Zardari. Zardari came to power 3 years ago following another assassination of his wife, Benazir Bhutto. Times correspondent Carlotta Gall says Taseer was gunned down in the middle of the day when he came out of a restaurant in Islamabad.
Local reporters who arrived at the scene while the bodyguard was still there was that he was remorseless and claimed responsibility immediately and said he did it because of the governor's political efforts to remove or repeal blasphemy laws. They're very draconian blasphemy laws, according to Sharia law, Islamic law, that anyone who gives up the Islamic faith or anyone who blasphemes the faith is given capital punishment. So he and many liberals have been trying to amend the laws and repeal them. Salman Taseer, the governor of Punjab, was very vocal about his campaign to try and change these laws.
Times reporter Carlotta Gall in Islamabad. Wednesday's Front Page says Turkey is projecting its influence into Iraq. Times reporter Anthony Shadid says Turkey is putting on a show of so-called soft power, influencing culture, education, and business. When it comes to Iraq, that may prove a more lasting legacy than the 2003 invasion and the war that followed. Separately, Turkey freed 23 suspected militants. Members of the PKK and Turkish Hezbollah were released after a court limited the time suspects can be held without being sentenced. In this country, citizenship for babies is looming as the next immigration battle. Hardliners in Arizona want an end to so-called anchor babies. They say Mexican women cross the border late in their pregnancies to give birth here and give their babies automatic rights as citizens. Congressman John Boehner becomes Speaker of the House on Wednesday. He faces the challenge of capitalizing on Tea Party enthusiasm and the reality of delivering in a divided Washington. Times reporter David Hershenhorn looks at what else is on the agenda as the new Congress goes to work.
There will be swearing-in ceremonies for dozens of new lawmakers, but the first substantive fight seems to be over health care, as Republicans say they are intent on repealing the big health care law pushed through by Democrats and President Obama in 2010. They're calling it a job-killing health care law that the public wants to see repealed. Democrats, meanwhile, are digging in their heels, focusing on jobs, the economy, and the deficit.
Times reporter David Hershenhorn. Former Vice President Dick Cheney is stepping back into public life. Wednesday's Times says he's mellower than he used to be. He's put aside his role as the combative figure who relished speaking out about President Obama. Since getting a mechanical heart pump that saved his life, Cheney is focused on finishing his memoirs. He's had heart trouble since the 1970s. The heart pump was implanted last summer. Now he sometimes opens his jacket and shows it off. The movie True Grit is showing signs of becoming the Oscar season's first breakout hit. That's reviving a question that's long plagued the Academy Awards. What about the audience? Doesn't it get a vote? Some in Hollywood say box office success has a distinct pull over the people who vote on the Oscars, and last weekend, True Grit burned up the box office. We'll go inside Wednesday's Times after this.
This New York Times podcast is brought to you by Ford and voice-activated Sync, the in-car connectivity and entertainment system that features music search with the sound of your voice. When you have Sync, you can simply say the name of a song, band, artist, or genre of music available on your MP3 player to browse and play the music you want to hear. You can also use the controls included in your vehicle's sound system to control most MP3 players. Sync is a system that's subscription-free, and it's available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. For more details, visit SyncMyRidePodcast.com.
Inside Wednesday's Times, now President Obama and Vice President Joseph Biden are both looking for chiefs of staff. Rahm Emanuel left as White House chief of staff in October. Now Mr. Biden's chief of staff plans to leave at the end of January. Ron Klain will become president of Case Holdings. That's the parent company of an investment firm started by a previous boss, former AOL chairman Steve Case. The Navy removed the commanding officer of the aircraft carrier Enterprise. Captain Owen Honor starred in sexually explicit onboard videos. Times reporter Elizabeth Buemiller is following the story.
The videos were made in 2006 and 2007 and were meant only as in-house videos to be shown on ship while the aircraft carrier, the Enterprise, was deployed in support of the war in Iraq and Afghanistan. However, after the Virginian pilot in Norfolk, Virginia, made the videos public, there was an outcry. One of the big questions is why his superior officer in the ship at the time, the commanding officer, either did not know about the videos or did nothing about them.
Times reporter Elizabeth Buemiller in Washington. Federal prosecutors in Brooklyn have opened a preliminary investigation into allegations that disgruntled sanitation workers sabotaged the cleanup from last week's blizzard. Some neighborhoods were snowbound for days. The inquiry is focusing on whether there was a work slowdown. City investigators are also looking into whether the cleanup was sabotaged. That's our preview of Wednesday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. You can send your comments about the Front Page Podcast to podcasts@nytimes.com. That's podcasts with an S on the end at nytimes.com. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.